Previously on Inside Scoop.
I think maybe it's more like Glenn Close and Michael Douglas in Fatal Attraction. This maybe is it. Or for her, would it be more like, what was that show where Kathy Bates took that author hostage?
Oh, yeah.
And kept him in the bed?
Oh, gosh.
Did she break his leg with a typewriter or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So, there's that. Maybe this is more like Natalie, J-Lo, and Ben. She is something. Alone, no job, living with mom.
That she even looks at Hollywood people as being real examples of everyday real life. It's right. Just ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe Michael will tell us something good, is what she said.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, volume number 187. This week we are going to talk about the single life, the finale before the tell-all. I guess we'll talk about the tell-all a bit. There's some hot drama that looks like happens during it. We are going to talk about, a seeking sister-wife couple that isn't Garrick. We're going to talk about them. Love During Lockup has been announced for a date. We have a bevy of new couples there. Jamal and Tim, Natalie and Josh, Corey and Evelyn, and Brandy and Clayton. That's on the agenda for today. Single life, right off the top. This was a big scene between Natalie and Mike, was it not?
Yeah.
Your thoughts in general?
I mean, that was pretty brazen of her. Because, I mean, it's just like he said, what am I, your backup plan?
Well, I think that was a given.
I felt good for him for standing up to her and saying, no, I'm not seeing anybody else, but I hope to. I'm ready to move on.
And it's not going to be you.
And it's been years. We've been apart for years.
And we know he has seen other people. And
right.
I don't mind him. I don't know whether it is misleading to her, or maybe he wasn't seeing somebody right then, but I do not think that I would let Natalie know of somebody that I was seeing.
Right.
I don't think that would be a smart thing. Do you think he only came down to do this?
Yeah, I think he came down because her mom asked him to, and I think he really loves and respects her mom. I think that is a real legitimate relationship that they have.
But do you think he was coming here? Because it looked, I don't want to say rehearsed, but like he had played this out in his mind many times.
He probably had his suspicions that I'm sure he'd heard that they'd broken up, you know, and expected that she would, you know, use him as a backup plan.
I wonder if they have like a 90-day inside scoop.
Because like, didn't we all expect the same thing? So you know he did. He lived with her. He knows how she is.
Yeah, it was just horrible of her. I didn't know that it was possible, but I think less of her now than I ever have.
All right. Do you want to have a baby with me? She didn't say you want to get back together. She said you want to have a baby with me. He's like, no, I'm not going to put a baby in you.
Yeah, that conversation was a bit cold. And
yeah, because that's really what she was asking. She didn't say anything about, I love you. I made a mistake.
Yes.
I want to make it work. It was nothing about their relationship.
Yeah.
It was about her goals in life and him being a means to that end.
There was always, you know, talk of love and family and, you know, so there was, but it's not the love that you're thinking of.
No, what she's getting at is I could tolerate you and you would help me reach my goals.
I feel like that's what I am for you.
No.
Okay, good.
Not at all.
All right, that's good. He said, this is what you asked for and you got it. This is where I thought this is something he meant and had been thinking a long time.
Yeah,
and he did it so much more calmly.
He did.
And in control.
He was in a good place mentally.
Than I ever could have done it myself.
And I think it's because he was so hurt before by the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he couldn't get past his feelings in the moment. But now he's had all this time to really think about what he wants and what he feels like he deserves. And it's not her.
And he's so much better off.
Yes.
Because she's got some problems.
She does.
And he can't fix them.
And it's never going to be any better.
No, it isn't. You're right.
Because she's not satisfied with him. He isn't what she wants. He just has the character that she would like. But in someone
she would like fancier. It to be with Josh's money.
Yes.
And his power.
And his connections.
Yeah.
But Mike's steadiness and reliability.
Yeah, and he's just relatively a kind person.
Harmless.
The grass isn't greener.
Even though he believes in aliens.
Yeah, there's that too. He should get with Sam's dad. They would be a good team.
Right.
Maybe we could come back and have a child together, is what she said. I looked here. Wow. You know?
Yeah, I was listening carefully to her word choice, and it was nothing about... You are the love of my life. I made a big mistake. I thought the grass was greener. It's not. I love you. I miss you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. She didn't say any of that.
No. That would be where we could start.
I can't do any better. We're already married. Can you put a baby in me?
This is not good.
Right. It's insulting.
Sometimes I go, some of these scenes are staged. But either Natalie is the best actress around.
This is who she is. This is the epitome of who she is.
Do you believe that she thinks Michael owes her a baby? This is what she thinks.
I don't think she thinks he owes her that. Because she's the one who left. I think that she's hoping, he'd have pity on her or something.
Yeah, it's what it felt like. Woe is me. I'm here alone with my mom. Maybe I could have a baby. She would just use it.
Right.
It's horrible. I mean, I don't...
Who would want to be tied to her with a kid?
I don't say that lightly.
No.
Right? But I think that she's not prepared to be a mother.
No, and she's not stable because mentally, emotionally.
She would use the child to get what she wanted with others.
Mm-hmm.
It Absolutely. Would be, look at me, I'm a single mom, I need you to marry me to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And my mom's here.
Yes. Not only that, there's three generations of Natalies that you have to take care of. I need somebody. You know, you think there'd be some rich lawyer in L.A. that she could find that if this is her goal.
She's too high maintenance.
Because I don't think her goal is to find a life partner.
No.
And so if this is the case, right, if you're an Erica, right, from... Beverly Hills, if this is your goal.
Well, she doesn't just want to be a kept woman, though, because she wants a family.
Well, I think that would be the string where she's not like an Erica. She does maybe. I don't know that she wants a kid.
She thinks she does.
She wants a rich lawyer to give her a cabaret show. Right. It's what she wants. She wants somebody to put her in a movie.
Yes.
This is it. I mean, she's Erica that just doesn't know how to do what Erica did.
Uh-huh.
And this is what you get.
Well, she's not stable enough to pull it off.
Right. She didn't have the long game.
No, she's very Jekyll and Hyde. And it's crazy the way she turns on a dime with her moods. She can be laughing and joking one minute and bawling somebody out the next.
Not everybody marries for love. Not True. Everybody marries because they've found the love of their life. Some people do marry to improve their position in life. Could be for themselves, could be for their family. Whatever you choose, I would like it to be because you found the life partner that you want to spend, dedicate, and sacrifice things for and with. But this isn't always the case.
Right.
But Natalie is not willing to do anything for anybody.
No. No, I mean, your role of getting married is to be a helpmeet for your partner. And that's a giving role. And she's more of a taker.
Yeah, because even, like I said, you go back to Erica, right? Erica Jane. Right, Erica Girardi.
Uh-huh.
You go there, and she was at least providing a partner for Tom in whatever way they were doing,
arm
whatever
candy or whatever
arrangement that they had. It did work for both of them.
Yes, for a lot of years.
And just Natalie doesn't have that in her. That she couldn't be the support mate to do what needed to happen. It worked for everybody, for Erica and Tom. Natalie is not that person. What about Chantel and her soccer boy?
Oh, my gosh.
This surprise big event they were going to was he found the switch to turn on the stadium lights so they could go out and kick a soccer ball.
With her wearing spiky heels.
Yeah, she took them off. She was in her bare
but
feet.
But that's what she wore, a tight dress and spiky heels.
That would really
to go
feel
to
nice. You know, you get a nice, fresh lawn like that. Those soccer fields are manicured so well. To stand in them barefooted would really feel good. You can't do that in Texas.
No.
If you stand barefoot outside in Texas,
get something sticking in your foot.
You get fire ants.
Yes.
And so that's what happens here. There'll be none of that. Even your fields for your schools are all turf.
Yeah.
All artificial.
You're going to spend half of your earnings on water to grow grass, or you have something fake.
I wonder what they paid Soccer Boy to come and stand in back of the van and wave.
Yeah.
We're not convinced that's anything real, right? And this is filmed.
What did you think to him showing up?
Yeah, this is what I get. How much? What do you think they paid the guy? I mean, this isn't real.
Well, they were leaving from his town, remember, because they'd already moved from the resort. So it's not like he drove 4 hours just to say goodbye.
Probably had to wake him up. Look, get up, you know. Just get up.
One more time on
camera.
Get
up and come outside. We're going to drive the van past you.
We'll pay you for another scene.
We'll get out and wave. What a even this whole this was filmed before the last season of The Family Chantel, just to put it in perspective.
That's crazy.
That's when this happened.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, this was before then. That's not even speculation. That is the timeline.
Wow.
So that's how long ago this was.
Well, they obviously didn't work out then.
No, there was no mention of him during The Family Chantel.
No.
Or a foreign boyfriend.
No.
That wasn't happening. Debbie and Ruben, the ending here, nothing too shocking.
No, I thought it was good how they left things.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yep.
I thought that, they're going to separate for a while and possibly come back together.
Yeah. I liked them together.
Yeah, I think it was...
legitimate.
I think you're right. So I look forward to the single life and seeing...
I think they had a real connection. And every time I saw them both wearing their bizarre, eccentric outfits, I thought, you know, these two really are a matching pair. Mm-hmm. They look like they belong together. They have the same kind of outgoing, out there, you know, eccentric personality.
Don't mind people seeing them out in public.
No.
Look at these two coming.
Right.
And enjoy that.
Right.
And don't care at the same time.
Right. But they're nice people. I think they both are nice people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't mean anybody any harm. He's looking after his parents.
What do you think? I mean, we've talked over and over again that we thought the son was meddling here.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, he needs to back off.
It's tough, though, the responsibility between wanting to make sure that your mom makes right decisions. But it's not like, look, Ruben isn't Osama.
No.
I think I think 5 minutes with him, and I think you get a feel for who he is.
Yes.
Do people have baggage and things in their past?
I think everybody does.
Right. Are there bodies in the square foot garden? Everybody's got a body in the square foot garden, right?
Gosh.
I mean, that happens.
You're killing me.
I mean, that doesn't happen. But people have stuff. So if you're trying to find somebody in their mid to late 60s who doesn't have a past, and I'm not talking a criminal past.
No.
I mean, it's silly to think that that would be the case.
Right.
So we have got a lot more coming up. Next week, we'll cover the tell-all. But we're going to talk a little side story about that today, the single life tell-all.
Was Debbie divorced? I'm trying to remember what happened to his dad.
I think there were a couple. but I could be wrong, and I've been wrong a lot recently, so I hate to speak about that. I seem to remember him cheating on her. I think is what happened. So.
I just noticed that her son never mentions the dad.
It was in the regular show.
Okay.
And I just haven't committed it to memory. I'm not sure it's a huge deal, but I think he cheated. But I could have that wrong.
Okay.
So I'm not going to die on that hill.
Okay.
So much more coming up. I already listed it, so stick around for the rest of the episode.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.